Virginia.
Lockheed Flight Service, this 11 Julia Kilo.
It is, yes. I'd like to file an IFR flight plan, please.
All right. And departing from Manassas?
Manassas, yes, ATF.
What time?
About 25 minutes.
All right. What altitude?
12,000.
And the route?
Be Manassas to Fluke.
Yep.
Fluke to Sierra Oscar Papa.
Yep.
Sierra Oscar Papa to Ruby's intersection.
Spell that one.
Romeo Uniform Bravo Yankee Sierra.
All right.
Direct to Super Sierra Uniform Bravo Echo Romeo. Direct to Flagler X-ray Foxtrot Lima. That will be our first destination. And I'll file the other one when we get down there.
I'm en route.
3 hours and 40 minutes.
Fuel?
5 hours.
And I assume you are the former president.
I can tell you, but then I'd have to kill you, and I really don't want to have to come over there.
I don't really want you to either. But I know who you were named after. How many are on board?
That's just two of us.
Just two.
And I am familiar with, you know, the SFRA stuff on IFR.
Good, good, good. All right, John, we got you filed down to Flagler. Do you need any adverse conditions?
I'm familiar with everything. Does it look okay around Jacksonville?
Look okay, you mean weather-wise?
Yeah, weather-wise.
Let me look. We get some weather that you might be interested in central South Carolina and over on the Florida Panhandle. We'll get a couple of different convective segments. South Carolina is 11 Eastern through 1555. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that.
All right. The other one is the convective segment 12 Eastern over Northwest Florida. You familiar with that?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. We should be there before then.
Well, if it's taking you almost 4 hours to get there, they're showing it moving easterly at 20 knots, John. Looking on my radar, let me zoom in down there at Jacksonville and Flagler. Let me measure here how far away it is. And, of course, these are inaccurate. The leading edge of the outflow of the stuff is still 90-plus miles away. So, technically, yes, you should be able to beat it in as long as it doesn't pick up speed or anything else going further east. The main area is a good 130 miles off to the west of Flagler. So, probably the stuff in South Carolina could be the one that actually impacts your route of flight.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that when we get there. We have to go around it or stop. That's fine.
That's only about 50 miles off to the west. As far as actual weather down at the Flagler area, they're clearing 7 right now, 20 at 25, temperature dew, and 230 at 4. And pretty much from Ferdinand Beach south to Daytona, mostly clear skies and unrestricted. So, looks fine to me. Did you want any follow weather reports?
I'm fine. I got them online.
Okay. Anything else you want to look at then, John?
I'm good.
Appreciate a pile weather report and update with us on Flight Watch. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.